League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to Eric Griffin, part 7. My favorite part of his interview was him roasting my video game setup. Thanks for tuning in.
Come in.
Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show.
You just knocked in your own place?
Welcome back to Stevie Weeby. The hot plate is gone, but it has a new dog. As cute as can be, but he hasn't tuned a piano in at least 14 years.
We have a very special guest tonight. Welcome back.
Woo! Welcome back!
The homeboy, Eric Griffin.
Yeah! Welcome back, Stevie!
So you were...
Stevie got me a water. It was, it was where the air conditioning and stove are and the toilet all in one. It's actually pretty amazing.
Okay, but this is what I wanted. This is what I want. I want
no,
you
no,
to,
no, no, no.
I want you to roast me the first 10 minutes.
Okay, but I want you to tell the people how you tell me to do this
all
every
right.
time.
I don't know.
And then you leave me out to dry, and these trolls hit me up, and they're attacking me.
No, no, hold up. I want you to... So what has changed here? Has it improved or has it gotten worse in the apartment?
Well, I mean, there's, I don't know. Like, there's asbestos hanging from the, like, it's, why is there a hole in your ceiling right here? Steve, this has gotten worse. You made no money at all to, like, upgrade? Or is this right now you're just...
Oh, no, they're kicking me out of here.
Are they kicking you out? Well, the city is kicking him out because they've condemned this building. That's what happened.
You know they're going to build a 98-unit condo?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. There's already a website.
They can't give you... They're not going to give you a little discount for one of the condos?
I don't... You know what? That's actually not a bad idea.
Yeah, but don't they have to give you some money to move?
Yeah. Why do you think I'm still here?
Oh, you're not going to... They're going to give you... You still negotiating?
No, we haven't even gone to that point
yet. Steve's going to still be here when they're tearing the place down. He's just going to be like, guys, I'm not... You got to up your offer!
So how long... Dude, I've been here forever.
I know you have been here forever. Speaking you're comfortable. You're like you're a man of simple...
Simple needs.
You're like, I would say you're a minimalist, but it's weird that you're like...
Well, I'm cheap.
It's weird that you're a pack rat and cheap. You know,
you think I'm a pack rat?
You know what? This is the neatest grown man dorm room I've ever been in. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Like, what's your girl's name here again? Chelsea?
Yes, my intern.
Your intern?
Employee.
Oh, you mean intern and everything, too? Wow.
Yeah, Chelsea. Two, 3 years? How long have you been
Is your family?
Two years,
does
two
he
years.
Have your family?
That's like my sister. That's like family.
Really?
She's great at what she
Tell
does.
Tell me, Chelsea, when you first saw this, when you walked in, like not even just walking in here, but just going through that temple of doom to get to back here, was there a part of you that was like, oh my God, what am I doing? You were for it? Oh, okay. Yeah, you found
her. Well, ask her a few more questions.
Weirdchicks.com.
Ask her a few more questions. Am I a fair boss? Am I a fair boss?
Fair. You're a fair boss?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have I?
He gave me three raises.
Oh, so you're up to like $17 now?
I swear, you know what? I like this. This is what I wanted, man.
Three raises in a week. She's up to $17.50, y'all. This is like.
Hey, dude, but hey, congrats on the new house.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, cheers to that.
I'm a suburban dad now.
So where are you? I'm not. Don't give out the location, but you're outside of Hollywood now, officially.
Yeah. I'm in Santa Clarita. It's okay to say that. It's a big place. Yeah, I'm out of Santa Clarita.
So do you like it
now.
Better than being out here?
Yeah, I do, actually. I really
a lot
do.
Better.
Yeah, a lot better.
And
there's like a little walk.
Congratulations on your son. And then
yeah, with a little son. Yeah. I'll send you a picture you can show right now. And we'll put him right here.
He's growing every day, isn't he?
Oh, it's amazing, Steve.
So how are you learning like this fatherhood thing? Like, is it you just learn as you go?
It's a good question. I mean, because it's like I never had a dad. So every moment I spend with my son is a moment I never had. So I'm just learning on the fly. I'm trying to be present. If anything, it's like, what did I not have? A presence. You know?
Are you going to get him into video games? Or do you advocate for that?
I mean,
when he gets to that age.
Who knows what the video games are going to be by the time it's going to be like this. Like Dad, I'm playing Call of Duty, Dad.
Like Neuralinked out.
He'll just be like this.
Yeah. But it'll keep him out of trouble.
Maybe.
You know? You been to the movies lately? Like, what have you been...
Right into it, huh?
I'm sorry. I'm just...
We haven't even caught up. We're not even catching up. I don't even... Do you go to the movie theater anymore? It's so hard to go to the movie theaters now. You
know, League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What? I miss the Arc Light. Do you remember
that
place?
Yeah, me too,
man. Because that used to be...
There was one where I used to live in Culver City, and there was one over there that's gone now.
Yeah, Michael Hitchcock was here 2 weeks ago, and I used to see him there, and we talked about, you know, the Arc Light, you know, and how, like, we
but
missed...
let me ask you this. You know when you go... Like, at a certain point, I like going to the movies... I used to like going to the movie no matter what the movie was. You sit in that movie theater and you enjoy that experience.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be now, though, that's like, since you can watch so much stuff at home, I'm very selective about, it has to be like a big experience to go to the movies now. And that ends up always being like, you know, Deadpool, Wolverine
kind
of movie.
Yeah, I heard.
And that was great.
I heard Joker 2's kind of went down the shitter there. I heard
it's the worst movie ever. Yeah, it's just really bad.
You know what they should have done?
I want to go see it still. We should go see it. Have you seen it?
It's a musical. I didn't know it was a musical.
See, I...
And so the way the trailer is, you kind of... I thought, okay, Lady Gaga's in it, so there's some... I know there's would be some singing, but
think.
The whole thing's a musical.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of those things where somebody was smoking weed. Mm-hmm. You know what it tells me is he didn't want to really do it.
Who, Todd Phillips?
Yeah. You know, but it's like when a movie makes $1 billion...
That first one made a billion.
You know, you makes $1 billion, mm-hmm. and they're like, we want to do a sequel. And he's like, I don't know if I really want to do this. And they're like, yeah, dude. Maybe it was a part of his contract, too.
Yeah,
maybe his contract
was
like,
yeah.
You have to make 2 or something, right?
Yeah.
It's their decision, right? So he did it. And I think he sabotaged himself. I don't think he wanted to do it. And I think he was like, let's take a big artistic swing, and they missed.
Well, that's a huge swing, though.
Huge swing.
I mean, a musical.
Huge.
That's only like a select
dude, it would
group
be like,
of people that will appreciate
it
that.
It would be like making a sequel to Enter the Dragon, and then you make it a musical.
It don't
even make sense.
I know. And you know that either, I think the director or Lady Gaga was, when it premiered, they were like at a ranch because they were like afraid of the review. Like they
of
were,
course.
They were like hiding out.
There had to be a point in the movie where they knew they were making a trash movie.
I don't think Joaquin Phoenix knew that, though. I think he was just...
Oh, I think he was in the same boat. I think it was like...
Now he's a real
I know, but
good
he won
actor,
a,
man.
He won an Oscar, but I think, yeah, but there's a certain point where, like, there's so much money involved. I bet you they paid him a mint to do that movie.
She made... Lady Gaga made $12 million or something?
Well, then you know he made, like,
$12 million, right?
And whatever.
So how much did he make?
Well, they probably didn't make a lot of money on the first one because... They didn't know it was going to be that kind of success.
Yeah, yeah,
and
then, yeah, like, yeah,
it's
yeah.
a sequel. But I bet you he said, yeah, I'll do it for whatever.
The first Joker was dope.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Yeah. But I heard this one, he's just Arthur Fleck the whole time.
We should go see it.
Yeah, yeah. You want to go check it out?
We should go check it out.
Speaking of that, like, we still have to do the Lee Brothers.
Well, here's the thing, man.
And Griffin and Lee Brothers movie review podcast, folks.
Well, here's the thing. I have the two episodes you guys did for my podcast. I'm coming up on my 300th episode. I reached out to Bob, and I was like, yo, dude, can you do this for me? You already said yes.
Does he put you on silent mode? Like, be honest about it. It's hard to catch him, huh?
It is hard to catch him, even when I see him at the Comedy Store. It's so crazy, too, and he gets mad when you don't answer the phone. So
Yeah.
So he was like, he's doing a Hulu special, and he called me, and he was like, he was like, I want you to direct, but he called me like three times.
You know what? He mentioned you. Like, yeah. Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
So Eric, my brother's putting out a comedy special.
In like a year.
And Eric Griffin's directing that
well,
motherfucker.
Well, for now, he says
no,
that.
No. He said that. He told me that.
I know.
That's a big deal, dude.
I know, but this is the thing. He called me, right? And I didn't answer because I was on stage.
He called me
three times. And then I finally called him and he said, why don't you answer your phone? And I'm like, are you kidding me?
He doesn't pick up.
He never picks up.
You can
up
be on
the
your
phone.
Deathbed.
He can be. I'd be like, Bob. Bob. You know, yeah. So we'll see how it works out. I'm excited about
it. So,
I keep trying to meet with him. I'm like, dude, let's prepare from now. And he's like, all right.
No, you have to do that.
I'm trying, but I can't get a hold of this guy.
So this is, because how long has Bob been doing comedy for?
A long time.
And how many specials should he have out? How many do you have out?
I only have two. But the thing is, but Bobby's comedy is different. A lot of what Bobby does is about him. It's the reason why he's so special on podcasts and movies and television shows, because he's got something special about him. So it's like, you know, you don't want to take away from that with like sort of like scripted material that he doesn't feel great about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know. So that's why I think he's really excited about it and he wants to work on it, because it's not for a while.
So what does that entail directing? Like, what does that entail?
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hail.
Well, I mean,
directing a comedy special.
The actual filming itself is the real directing for a comedy special is in the preparation. So it's like you working with the artist. Like, what's the message you want to send? Mm-hmm. What are the type of shots? Is it a big venue? Is it a small venue? It's like, so it's all in the prep, and then it's all in the planning of like the joke. So maybe somebody has a joke where in the middle of their joke, maybe they have an act out. So in the preparation, I would know, all right, we're going to get a wide shot on this.
Oh,
you know,
we're
going to make so it's knowing the material, knowing the message. And then after that, the real work is also in the editing. But the actual shooting.
Are you
going to
edit it too?
Well, I'm going to be a part of that.
Because you know how to edit, right?
Oh, I'm going to definitely be a part of all that. Because,
you know,
you want to make sure you put the best product out. And then
is there
we'll
a
see.
Name for a special yet?
No,
like,
we don't know. So early.
But don't you need music too, like the intro song and like
maybe
the exit
maybe
song?
Maybe I'll have you do it.
Oh, he didn't even invite me yet. So I don't know.
You know what? I'm gonna bring that up. I'm gonna be like, you know, you should have Steve do your intro song, and you know he's gonna be like, he's not famous enough. You know?
Oh my god. Yeah,
Bob
but if it was Machine Gun Kelly, he'd be like,
right.
Or Oliver Tree, he'd be like, yeah, dude, I love you to do it. You know.
Yeah. We'll work it out. It'll all get figured out. So anyways, in the meantime, I want to like, you know, do that again for my 300th Riffin' with Griffin. Check me out on Riffin' with Griffin.
Yeah.
I'm still just like Steve's still doing this. I'm still doing that. We both don't know why.
I don't. You know what? I don't. You know, there's weeks where I look at the I'm like,
oh God, it's sometimes it's this, yeah. Then sometimes.
You know what though? It became a thing that was just like a part of our lives that we just loved doing. Yeah. So
did you do some solo like at your old spot? Didn't you have like one camera? Like didn't you operate the Lumix camera?
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm
on
still
your own.
Yeah, yeah. I'm still doing it. I got to get an intern. You know what I mean?
Oh, you do it on your own?
I do it all myself.
Wow.
I had somebody help me for the. You had him on the podcast. You had Wiggy on your podcast.
I did.
That's crazy that you had him on the
podcast.
Yeah,
I had Wiggy on here. So you use Wiggy?
Yeah, he came and helped me out for a little while.
The kid with the tattoos, right?
Yeah, I love Wiggy. You know what? We both have a baby like a week apart.
Well, he has a kid too.
Yeah, he has
a kid. Oh, good for you, Wiggy. Yeah.
So
yeah, that's crazy.
I love that kid. He's great. He's family. Yeah. So he came by the house a couple weeks ago, you know, to see the place, and I was like, you know. And he's a great filmmaker, and like
he does music videos.
Yeah, music
and shit
videos.
Too, right?
He's very artsy fartsy. He was at the wedding. You met him there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's good stuff. Yeah. As far as the Deuce Lee and Eric G. 300th episode. You said?
Yeah, I want it to be my 300th episode because
people
guys.
Like.
Yeah, they call for it all the time.
They do, right?
Let me tell you, it's still my most watched episode. Check this out. Weekly.
Still, we did that 5 years.
Dude,
like,
I'll put out a new episode, and that episode still gets more views than whatever the newest episode is. People loved it.
But you know what would be the Sure Shot podcast? I know you're locked down.
No. I'm not
with your shit.
No. You're talking to the wrong person. You're talking.
But are you on my side
on this? Yeah, dude. You're talking to the wrong person. That's all him.
So that's why. Yeah. That's why we got to get to the.
Well, we'll
together.
Talk about it when we do it.
I don't. Oh, right. Because that would generate numbers, brother.
I know, but yeah. You know him.
And you know me, because I know you guys have the star power.
I wish.
I won't even ask for
you
a lot.
You think I'd be here?
Hey, no, I just want to be a part of it. I won't even ask for a lot. I just want to be a part of it.
Steve, you're a part of it.
Hold up, I got it. Dude.
Did you just fart?
Yeah, and then there's dog shit right there. Dude, this is not good right now.
Yeah.
Because should I clean... Do you mind that smell?
I don't even. You mean between your fart and the dog shit? I don't know. What are we talking about here?
Why do you think they like that? Like what movie? I don't even know what movie.
So you just gonna gloss over the dog shit and your fart and just keep going right into the podcast, huh?
Well, that's been on my mind. Since
this has been on your mind.
Yeah, that happened right when I walked. I knew he was gonna do that.
You knew he was going to do that?
Should I just leave it?
Just leave it.
Okay, that's fine.
It's part of the ambiance of your...
So what's what dog shit, you asshole?
Yeah, with the asbestos and the...
Stop it.
Please make sure you get that up there. Can you make sure you get that up there?
No. Definitely don't get
that
there.
Yes, you got to get that. That's what I'm talking about. So you got the asbestos there. And shortly to your left, there's an old tea bag that he has... On the wall, right up above your head.
All
right,
you won't have to do any of that.
Yeah, there's like a tea bag.
You know what?
So what Steve does is he reuses his tea bag. So he hangs it up to dry out. Then he uses it again.
That
it's very
be some kind of spiritual herb. Like, you don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, is that keeping the demons out?
Hey, man, there is. Yeah, I believe in that stuff. Hey, is your house doesn't have any of that energy, right? The ghost.
I hope not.
Like your kid doesn't cry, like looking at like a shadow.
No, nothing like that. Nothing like that.
So does he eat hard foods now?
Yeah, he's eating like eggs every day. And like, you know, we try to give him like.
So he's going to be a big
boy. He's still breastfeeding too, though.
Yeah, but he's going to be a big boy.
I hope so. I'm ready to be defense, you know.
So what's.
Defense!
As a father, what do you hope he chooses to do as far as like sports or.
I don't care what he chooses to do. I just want him to be a good person.
That's it.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I want to be a good person. And, you know, the thing is, it is hard. Like, I realize how difficult it must be if you have certain expectations as a father. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you want your son to play football. And you've been like, you know, his whole childhood, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
And then when he doesn't want to play football.
Mm-hmm.
Managing that disappointment
is
like, that's the hard part. And then also being like, whatever you want to be, I will, you know, really being that and doing that, truly doing that.
I can see now
that's a difficult thing within yourself. I'm saying,
what if he wants to be a gamer?
Yeah, whatever it is though. But what if he wants to be a ballerina, or what if he wants to be a, you know, he wants to like, I want to be I want to work on.
Okay with that, right?
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you is you got to be okay with it. That's the hard part.
Yeah, that's the hard part.
You know what I mean?
But you would prefer him to play football, right?
No, basketball.
Oh, basketball.
He's tall. My wife's 6 foot. I'm 6'3". Yeah. That'd be great. Oh, but what I'm saying is I'm preparing myself just to be like, I don't want to be like, hey, you got to do this. I just want to like encourage, like, what do you want to do?
What
do you want to do? And just, but do something.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
With your streaming, are you enjoying Call of Duty still to this day?
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Because you played a little earlier.
I play it all every day. Yeah.
What do you like about it? Because it's the same.
No, it's not the same. And that's what I like about it.
What do you mean?
Every game's different, man. Every single game, something different happens than the last game. Even if you drop in the same location, you have the same level,
it's still different because
a different team's coming to get you.
Right.
Different interactions.
So why is my loadout like loadout
trash, Steve? Your whole setup is trash. You gotta.
So what's wrong with it?
Stop giving the intern raises and get yourself a...
Easy there.
You should get a gaming monitor. Get rid of that shit and get a... That's a TV, right?
Yeah.
Get a gaming monitor. Change your world.
So I need a gaming monitor.
Get a gaming monitor.
And then what are the paddles? You're like,
paddles.
Yeah.
It's just having two buttons in the back, or sometimes people have four buttons in the
back. But what does that do? A shoot?
Well, instead of like... Okay, so you know you have the two sticks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Actually, can you hand me that controller so we can like demonstrate
please. Please, I want to learn from this.
Yeah.
Because you really gave me a hard time earlier.
Your intern has her feet out. I don't know if I appreciate that right now. we need to fine her right now for every toe that's out.
easy.
I'm
there,
just teasing.
Easy there.
All right, so Steve has a regular ass bullshit controller, as you guys can see right here. Because this is just the one that comes with the system.
Yeah,
Nobody uses it like this anymore. So
what do you mean no one uses it?
Pay attention.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to show you. All right. So you're normally playing like this.
Yeah.
You know. So when you want to jump or slide, you have to take your finger off this button and go to the A, B, Y, or X button.
Yes.
When you have paddles, you select which one you want these buttons to be. So maybe this button right here for you will be A.
Oh.
So now you can just, instead of taking your finger off the stick,
it's fluid.
You just go here. It's fluid.
Yes.
That's how it works, Steve.
Oh,
it's going to change your world.
Because everything is time to kill. Yes. So that's going to save me time.
Yeah. Like, you're going to be able to get away faster. Because you're doing like this. You're taking your finger off there to go to slide or jump. And by that time, you're dying.
Can I ask you a question? Yeah. So when I run the way I have it set up, I have to hold in.
Yeah. Well, that's the other button. Yeah.
And then go like that.
Yeah.
Is there a thing to bypass this?
No. You're still going to have to do that.
I still have to click
that. But there's different settings that you can have. Like I play with one called stick and move. So stick and move is like, so right now with your settings, you press this button right here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you melee hit.
Mm-hmm.
On mine, this is jump.
Okay. Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I'd rather have this be jump. So right, I'm going around, I'm jump.
Yeah.
So you just have to like play with it.
And then
I would get an elite controller.
Elite.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Controller.
I would get an elite controller.
How much do those go for?
You know what, guys? Everybody, the Stevie Weeby fans right out there, we're going to
Patreon,
guys. Let's get Steve an elite controller.
No, I'll go to GameStop tomorrow.
He's gonna go
it's going to improve it.
But before the elite controller, get yourself a gaming monitor.
Where could I get that? At Target
or
Best
Target,
Buy?
Best Buy,
what's the
Amazon?
What's the advantages of that?
Oh, it's going to be the what do you call it? The frequency, the megahertz. The game's going to play better. It's going to be smoother.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Really?
And it's going to look better, too. Steve's playing on like a 1925 Sony. You know what I mean? It's really...
Is it that old, dude? You're like, yeah, it's got antennas.
It's real bullshit. It's also his dining room table. And, you know, it's what it does. Don't show it. Cause
and then you took a look at my loadouts. What was wrong with my loadout?
Well, dude, it's just, you got to like, I don't know, man.
I mean, what was wrong? I mean, I had every gun that.
Well, you didn't even have the settings right, man. You got, you know, it's just, you know, your settings are trash.
Oh, really?
It's like, yeah, I see when I'm playing with you. I'm like, how come Steve can't? And now I know why.
Oh.
You're not playing with paddles and your sensitivity is too high.
So you notice if I'm playing with you, like, I'm moving a little
different.
Yeah,
moving.
Or
you're not hitting your shots when I'm like I'm looking at your kill cam. Yeah, and I'm like, what's going? Because you had the sensitivity too high.
Okay.
We're going to get you fixed up.
All right. So as far
me
as.
Me and Chelsea are going to fix you.
As far as, like, your stream, do you engage with the viewers watching, or do you have, like, mods? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, dude, listen, I've been streaming since the pandemic, and I have a very small but mighty fan base, and they really are like family now. Like, I know a lot of these guys.
They're loyal.
Now. Yeah, they're very loyal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know them. I know their lives. They're talking to me, and, you know, it's just so it's very small now. I've never, you know, because I'm not a great at the game, so... Those are the guys that get 5,000 viewers at a time because they're getting 25 kills and they're zooming all over the place.
Damn.
You're not getting that from me.
Yeah.
So the people that
are
there, they're like, you know, we're there. And it's like, you know, it's very nice. And then I get to, like, I had this kid on my stream. His name is Jake. And shout out to him. He's very ill right now, you know?
Okay.
And then when I found out about it, it's the kind of thing where everybody's like,
how'd you find out about it? Just
on the stream. That's because we know everybody. He's a mod.
He just disclosed that?
Yeah. And it's like, so we hopefully he's
okay right now,
doing better. I actually have to follow up to see how he's doing now. But he hit me up on Discord, so I got to hit him back. You know, so it's that kind of thing. You know, you find out. And I've met a few people. They come into L.A., and they're like, Griff, we're coming to L.A. And I was like, oh, I'll come to a show.
Mm-hmm,
you know, a lot of my followers, when I come to their city, they come to a show, and I'll get them in.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if they're a subscriber. I'll be like, if you're subscribing to me, I'll get you into a show.
Right.
And then I've done, like, I've gone to dinner with a few of them.
With people
stuff.
On your Twitch that watch you?
Yeah. This one guy came from... he came from Ireland. He lives in Ireland, and he was like, he was just already on vacation, and he was like, you know, Griff, I'm coming to, and I was like, come to the show. Then after the show, I went across the street, you know,
and
I actually bought them dinner, him and
his
friends.
That's dope.
You know, they're paying their subscribers, and I'm like, I'm giving back, you know what I mean? So
that's support.
Yeah,
right
so I know you know what I'm talking about. Dude. When you have like a small but mighty.
Oh yeah, I have my
even
group.
The guys. Like,
yeah,
I play
have my group.
I play with
so
you.
So shout out to
Tweak.
Shout out to Alex.
The soup kitchen.
Brock and Noli Cannoli.
I call Steve's people the soup kitchen because he lets everybody in.
What are you talking about? I think that's the way it's supposed to be.
He lets in. I don't care who they are. He lets them in, man.
So let's give him some background. Like, what? You're the one that coined that phrase, by the way.
Yeah, because that's what it is at a
when
soup kitchen.
When did you realize, like,
you can be on drugs at a soup kitchen. You could be.
No, they're not on drugs.
You can have a bad attitude. But I'm just saying, you know, you. But it's a testament to you,
shout
Steve.
Out to Orland, too. Shout out to
if somebody runs a soup kitchen, they're a nice person, right?
Yeah, for sure. For
that's
sure.
A compliment.
Yeah. But then I also have to be, sometimes I'll get, like, maybe one that's on some, like, this person's. Not negative, but just maybe saying random stuff. Like, how do you deal with that? Do you just...
I get rid of them.
So you deny? You deny?
My guys know.
You have mods.
Yeah, I have my mods. Hmm. So the thing, too, is, like, one of the settings on Twitch that I love is you can set it up where you... what's going on here?
Right? I just got rid of... Yeah, I was dipping.
Yeah,
sorry.
He's still doing that? Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. You can have it set up where the people can't come on your stream... Unless they've had an account that has been active for a certain amount of time, and they have to have an email and a phone number attached to it.
Whoa!
Yeah, you can set it up like that. So now
they're not anonymous.
I barely have any trolls now on Twitch.
Oh, because they know they're
they're all cowards anyway. They make different accounts and they come
on.
So
they go that far?
Extent. So I don't see that anymore because the set. So I like that's what I like about Twitch.
Yeah.
I've been streaming on YouTube. I've decided to like. At night, if I go on late, I'm going to go on YouTube.
Why is that?
Because I want to keep the Eric Griffin Gaming YouTube channel fresh.
Oh, right. I forgot you have that separate. Can we give him some shout-outs?
Yeah, Eric Griffin Gaming on Twitch. I do it most days. I haven't been doing it as much as I used to because I have a baby now, and so I have to like be on baby duty. But I'm still doing it. So Twitch, Eric Griffin Gaming, and also on YouTube, Eric Griffin Gaming.
And then how's the comedy going? Is it like it's still active?
It's great, man. Yeah, I just did a big commercial, you know. on our people.
Wait, you still did commercial? Go out for commercials?
Yeah, man, I got a big commercial out right now, TurboTax. Everybody keeps hitting me up. So I'm doing that.
So that's a national commercial.
Yeah, yeah. Again, I'm directing. Wow. I'm still trying to. I was in a movie that was in the Tribeca Film Festival.
Nice, and nice. What's it called?
The Everything Pot. So you want to check that out.
Yeah.
When it comes out, we're still looking for distribution. But it's like, it's been in two really good festivals. And that's about to be in another one.
Hell yeah.
So, you know, I'm still out here, man.
I know you are.
I'm still in the business.
No, you are. You haven't thought about moving to Texas? Because I know some... Why not? Wait.
Come on, dude. Have you been to Texas?
Yeah, like twice.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not moving.
But no, because of Joe's Club.
No. That's no. What? Really? One club? That would be like moving to a place for one restaurant.
But other people have moved.
Yeah, okay. Good luck.
Okay, so you'd rather be in the Los Angeles area. Yeah.
Well, I'd rather be here just because my wife's family is here.
Like, right, yeah, obviously. You know,
we moved out to Santa Clarita because his grandma lives out there. Oh. So that she comes over all the time, and it's great. You know? And I never had that. Did you know your grandmother?
No.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't know my grandmother that well either, so I want him to, like, here's your grandma, grow up like this, have the support and love. So
do you get along with your in-laws? Like, everything's cool?
Course. Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
They seem like nice people.
They're very nice people.
Like, your wife's dad he's a tall guy.
He's, like, almost 7 foot.
I know, because I saw him at your wedding. I'm like, oh, my God, who's that guy?
He is the best. I love him.
So you get along. Everything's
good. Yeah, we're great.
Dude, your life
And they come over all the time. Wow. You know, like we went out of town. Like we took Wolf. His name's Wolford, but we call him Wolfie. We took him to see his great grandmother, and then while we were gone, her dad came over to get our packages inside and all that kind of stuff.
Nice.
So, you know, it's a great family, beautiful family.
Are you working on new material or new special?
I'm trying to. Actually, it's funny you say that. That is something I'm working on for myself. But I'm doing a lot of stuff, man. I'm directing, acting,
and you're
gaming,
podcasting.
So we're still doing that. I'm still in the golden hour. That's going strong. And
that is going strong, right? Is that a weekly thing?
We still do it a week.
Oh, wow. And then, do you guys, like, just... Is it just like ad lib?
Yeah. We just go
there's
in.
There's nothing
talk.
Planned.
Yeah. Like this.
Well, do you recommend any other games? Because I'm kind of getting sick of Call of Duty. I downloaded Destiny again.
I keep telling myself I'm sick of this game, but I'm not. I love that game.
Me too.
I love
That's
it.
All I
and
play.
I'll try. Like I fired up Destiny one day.
I re-downloaded it last night.
But the problem
is
like when you leave Destiny for a while, it's like a chick you used to date 10 years ago and now she's like, you know,
evolved.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You're like, whoa, she got a degree now.
Yeah, I was at the tower and it was overwhelming. Like I went to Akura.
You should have told me. We should have done it together.
No,
but I don't know what's going on.
Well, there's missions that she has. There's like six things. Like
I know.
20 kills with kinetic weapon.
It was already complicated when we were doing it before.
I didn't realize how complex.
And then you know what? And then I was playing, and then I was like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still play FIFA.
Okay, so that's all you do is FIFA and Call of Duty.
Yeah.
There's no other game.
I try, man. I've tried, bro. I've tried.
Yeah, but you always go back to Call of Duty.
I'll download a game like I downloaded Harry Potter. And I was like,
Bob loved that, by the way.
This is trash. I don't want to go to school. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
What am I going to school while I'm playing a video game?
So you don't like games like that where you have to
grind. No. You know what I don't like is games that end.
Yeah, that will end eventually, right?
When it ends, I'm out.
Right.
You know, because it's something psychological about, like, you've completed the game. What's the point of playing it? What I love about a battle royale is it never ends. There's still a grind. You're grinding camos. You're grinding guns.
Right.
You're grinding points for, like, you know, prestige and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And you continue to play. These other games, like, you know what's a great game? Spider-Man 2 on PlayStation. So you don't have the PlayStation, but
that was
a great open world game,
really?
Bro. Woo, that's a great game, right?
Okay.
But here's the issue. So, like, the whole game, you're going and you're fighting all the villains.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
And you're ranking up your Spider-Man. So you have like a skill tree.
The problem, like with the web and all that.
The problem is you'll finish the game and you haven't completed your skill tree. And there's something about like, well, I've already completed the game, so what's the point of continuing?
Oh, right.
And that's why I'm out.
You never got into Starfield or?
I don't like those games.
Oh,
those long, boring ass games. Bob loves that.
Yeah. How do we get Bob back into Call of Duty? Have you talked to him about that at the Comedy Store?
I have, but it's like I think he doesn't like how. He's a loner. He likes doing stuff.
I know. Yeah.
He likes doing stuff by himself. He wants to be in charge at all times. He's not a good teammate. Okay. Let's just be honest about it.
Well, even when one time
he let me die playing Call of Duty because he said, I needed your plate.
That's what he said.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he's not a good teammate.
Oh, my God. So Stardew Valley, no, not interested. None of that. Huh. Elden Ring, yeah.
Elden Ring, I don't like the movement.
Oh.
It's hitchy.
Yeah.
Like you have, there's like a certain way, like it's not doing what you want it to do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like if I'm holding a controller and I press up, I want that motherfucker to go up, okay?
Yeah.
No. Right away.
Yeah.
Up, okay? Up now! Yeah. Fucking Elden Ring is like, the guy goes.
Oh, you know what right. I mean? Even the horse.
Yeah, the horse. I can't stand all that. It's fun. I played for a little while.
It's a beautiful game.
But I couldn't get past this first boss, that one guy that, like, you know, you're in front of.
Oh, you go in the cave, right? You have to go in the cave.
Yeah, you go in the cave, and then the door opens.
I couldn't get
past that boss, so I was out.
Yeah.
I was out.
How is Bobby mastered that game?
I know.
How does he master these
games?
Once
you figure out the movement, you go, okay, this is fun. But then it was like, I don't want to waste my time on this. Because it's going to end. And then what? Chelsea. Tell me.
So the Call of Duty thing.
Steve is like scratching a rash or something. He farted. There's shit over here.
I'm sorry.
Asbestos in this thing right here.
I'm sorry.
Her toes are out. I can't with you people.
What's with you and toes? Like, what's going on with the toes? Like, what's wrong?
You know what? There was a thing. You should put a poll up about this.
Yeah.
You should put a poll up. Her toes are beautiful. Yeah, you should show them. But you know what? There are people who are like, there was a thing where people are like, you're not supposed to have your toes out in public.
Really?
You know what I mean? Yeah. There's people. Yeah. It's like a thing. Some people are like, whatever. So I'm really just teasing you, but I don't care.
Yeah.
You know what?
Wait, you're so right.
Why are your toes out?
What community?
Yeah, Latinos, black people. Nobody wants their toes out. Latino community. Yeah. So that's a thing.
It's a thing.
You at the supermarket. I'm in the supermarket, and I'm in the produce section.
And you don't want to
see this
toes.
Bitch got her toes out. You know what I'm saying? There's a thing about it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
But even though, I mean.
But hey, your toes. Okay, yeah. Just do a poll. Best toes.
Yeah. Well,
Steve's toes. Jesus Christ.
All right, okay. You know what? Since you said that.
No, please don't.
Well, I just want you to take a look.
Steve, we already got the magic. The magic bag is out. The asbestos, the shit. Oh, my God. You know what? Your toes aren't bad. You have a cute little Korean foot. You know what I mean?
By the way, dude, we got
to couldn't tell if it was a little girl's foot. Yeah. Wow. Your foot is. Steve's dick must be.
Take it easy. Hey, timestamp that for sure. Hey, you know what?
Oh, you still timestamp it?
Yeah, when you see stuff like that, yeah. We're going to timestamp that.
But you know what, Steve?
Yeah.
Excellent feet. Do you cut your nails?
Yeah, dude. What do you think? I shower. I do all that. What are you talking about, dude?
Okay, let's relax.
No, we are relaxed. I am relaxed.
You know what I love on Snapchat?
Yeah, go ahead.
I love, or just like any of those kind of, even on Instagram, I think they have it too. Like, I love ingrown toenail removal.
Oh, my God, They do that? Oh, no, I like seeing the zip popper.
Oh, that pop. Yeah, yeah, I don't know why. I just be looking. Popper. No, but you should try ingrown toenail remover. That shit is crazy.
Does cheese come out? I like to see the cheese
it's
come
like
out.
The toes are so messed up, and then they cut the toenail.
Yeah.
And then they get a pliers, and then they twirl, and then this this nail comes out of their foot.
You
and
watch it on YouTube?
Oh, yeah.
What do you watch on YouTube? Like,
I don't watch a lot of stuff on YouTube.
Really?
But you just go to it because whatever.
Yeah.
YouTube just shows up. If you're looking for, you know what? The thing is like, let's say you're searching for something.
Yeah.
So let's say, for instance, you were looking for like best controller for Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen is you're going to go to the Google, and what happens is like the first five will be like, one, it'll be like a sponsorship. You know, sponsorship. And then it'll be like somebody saying something, but the rest of it's going to be YouTube videos. And then it'll be somebody who's like, you know, hi, everybody. I want to talk about the best controller. Boom, boom, boom. But first, make sure you say, you know.
Or you subscribe.
Yeah, make sure you subscribe and follow. Yeah. And then it's like a little intro, and you're just kind of like, get to it.
Are you you're still doing your regular Eric Griffin YouTube channel, right?
Yeah, that's Griffin with Griffin.
Riffin' with Griffin.
Yeah.
Yeah. How come you don't vlog, dude?
What do you mean vlog?
Like to add to your content. No.
Oh, I just, dude, I got so much going on now.
You it's have like, a lot know, going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I have a lot going
How
on.
Busy are your weeks?
I need an intern. You know what I mean?
Dude.
I know.
Let's make a call out. So any interns out there?
Yeah,
or,
but you
got to
live in, you gotta live in Santa Clarita.
If you're in the Santa Clarita area,
yeah.
DM my man Eric Griffin and maybe meet at a coffee shop.
Wow.
That's how
Steve
I met her.
Steve's setting up a... Oh,
yeah. Meet at a coffee shop. Bring an assistant.
So you walk into the coffee shop, okay? And like
she passed with flying colors.
No, I'm not talking about her. Of course she passed with flying colors.
She passed.
I'm saying, did he pass with flying colors? How many? Was it right away you felt the connection?
I'm a fair boss, dude. Am I fair?
Okay,
am I fair? Yeah, I'm very fair, dude. So I mean, I'm cheap. I'm cheap, but with this, I'm like, you know what? She deserves another raise. She does it, you know. So.
Wow. Steve?
Yeah. I was like,
wait, hold on a second.
I love what's going on here. This is what I wanted.
This sounds like a company man right here. She's over here reading off a script. Steve is very normal. He didn't weird me out at all.
But
this is brought to you by Helix Sleep.
I have farted. I have like farted in, you know, that's normal.
Yeah, you just farted.
I'm sorry.
What are you talking about?
Do you want me to edit that?
Yeah, timestamp the fart, please.
Okay, I'm sorry. But yeah, dude, I think that it would make your life a lot easier. You're too busy right now.
You're right, Steve.
You're too busy. Okay, so.
Steve is right. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not in public. But I should. All right, now in real, it's called in real life.
All right, so another thing I want to talk about is.
Should I do it now? Should I just go on Twitch?
Yeah. Do it. Call out. Bob hit me up. He doesn't call me, but when he hits me up, he always recommends a show. He's like,
dude,
you got to see The Penguin, dude.
Oh, it's great.
So what is it about
The Penguin? Did you see the movie? The Batman movie with...
Yeah.
It's just that character.
Yeah, with Colin.
And I think the timeline is like, this is after, you know, this is like sometime after the Riddler is already washed away. So Gotham's in turmoil.
Yeah.
It's right there. And it's weird. It's funny how they... I've watched four episodes,
mm-hmm.
and they haven't mentioned Batman one time.
Oh, is that coming?
I don't know, because remember, this is early.
Oh, okay.
Like, this is year two of Batman universe.
Yeah, right.
So maybe they're just kind of like, remember that guy with the cape?
And the Joker's not around.
No, they're not going to. Who knows? He is around. He's in jail, remember?
Oh, yeah, he's in
Arkham.
Arkham Asylum.
But it's a really great show. I think... Colin Farrell's doing a great job. Everybody in the show's doing a great job. I enjoy the show. I do.
Okay. So you highly recommend. He's like, dude, it's the best.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's the best.
It's really good. You should watch it.
Is it better than The Boys?
No.
The Boys.
The Boys is on a totally different level.
That was the shit.
Do you watch the other one? About the college one?
No.
Oh, you got to watch that one because they're connected.
Well, what's that one called?
What's it called? Like V Academy or something?
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like this school that the superheroes go to.
So you're on all the streaming, like you have all of it. Hulu.
Yeah, it's too much. I spend too much money on that shit.
So how many do you have? You have Hulu.
Okay, let's go over it. Apple TV. But Apple TV is good because if you have Apple TV.
Apple 4K?
No. Listen. Okay. I have the thing on my iPhone where you spend like $30 a month, but you get Apple TV, 2 terabytes, all the news. Because you know how, like, when you're looking for an article and you go to it says, join up for the Washington Post.
Yeah,
don't have to worry about that when you have the news.
Whoa.
So you have the news, and then you also get Apple TV with that. So it's kind of worth it. It's a good bundle. So I have that. And then I have Hulu, Disney Plus, ESPN. That's one bundle.
Damn.
Netflix. And then I have YouTube TV. And on YouTube TV, you get HBO, Showtime, Cinemax. If you get up, you can, you know, up, they upsell you on like the add-ons.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So there's a couple of add-ons I have for that. Then I got things like AMC Plus because I don't want to watch commercials. Then I had Paramount Plus, which they now give you. I have a lot of shit.
You have a lot.
Hi there, my name's Andy.
And my name's Anna.
And we are two of the four hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish. We present every week the most amazing, wonderful, insane, hilarious, bizarre facts you've ever heard.
Facts like, did you know America has a national grocery bag packing competition?
Did you know, Anna, the company Volkswagen sells more sausages than it does cars?
Yes, we've got those two facts and about a billion more in our podcast archives for you to listen to. We chat about them, we laugh about them, we make the occasional terrible pun.
It's great fun. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish. Why don't you listen now?
A lot.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Oh my God.
It's ridiculous.
So.
And then I still like, and I'll still watch Tubi.
Oh, I love Tubi. You're on Tubi?
You know what I hate about
Tubi? Oh, I love Tubi.
This is what I hate about Tubi. In the middle of something.
Free,
like,
it's
really,
free, folks. It's a free app.
In the middle of something really important.
The ad will come
up. An ad will come up.
Three.
No, but like.
Three in a row.
There's no rhyme or reason.
But I like it.
Like mid, like the killer's about to do. And then it's like.
Yeah, yeah. But they have so much selection.
There's so much good stuff on there.
Yeah. So Tubi is a free movie app. It has like great horror movies, drama. It has everything on there. The only problem is the ads will come up.
Yeah.
So that's 45 minutes, man. We're doing the Stevie Weeby show a little shorter. You know, I'm just testing it out. So now's the time. Plus, we're running two cameras tonight. I just want to make sure that
we got two cameras going tonight?
Well, like, she has her. Yeah, we got that and that.
Chelsea's like, let's step it up.
So now's the time.
Wait, I'm trying to, like.
Wait, you want to do the shout-out, the Twitch shout-out?
Yeah, let's hold on.
Let's do that.
You just keep going with your whatever you're doing,
Steve. I'm just saying, okay, so now's the time. Go to patreon.com/Stevie Weeby to help support the platform. If you want to send any packages, mail, send all your stuff to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. Look out for my brother's comedy special coming soon in Koreatown, and Eric Griffin's going to be directing.
In Koreatown?
That's what he said.
He wants to do it in Koreatown?
That's a
good idea.
That's what he told me.
Yeah, I want to say, now it gives me ideas. I want to like start at having a conversation at a Korean barbecue. That'll be great.
Yeah, yeah. And Eric Griffin's going to be directing it. Okay, so definitely.
Well, for now, until he fires me.
And that's a big deal because it's been how many years in the making? Since 1995, folks. My brother's going to finally drop his comedy special. All right. Eric, can we plug some of your stuff before?
Yeah, Eric Griffin Gaming, Twitch and YouTube, and of course Riffin' with Griffin, which you can check me out there. And I also have a Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Griffin, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So make sure you guys
check that out.
Exclusive content, yeah. You know, there's Stevie Weeber. We're live on Twitch
right now at the moment. Okay, so we're live on Twitch, moment. Folks, and we're going to give we're doing a call out to any interns out there that want to be his assistant, okay? Eric's going to be a great boss, so go to his...
Well, I don't know if I'm going to be a... you know what I mean?
Why are you cutting it short?
I'm not cutting it short. I'm just zooming in on Chelsea's feet. So, and then it'll be kind of you can't even zoom in. That sucks.
Okay. So go go DM him, okay, on his Instagram.
It's crazy. It says zero viewers, so I don't know if...
Okay, hold up. Let's wait for a couple viewers to show up. Are you sure there's no one?
Yeah, this says... I know what it is. No. You know what it is? Is that, like, it just hasn't refreshed yet. Because somebody just said, what the hell's going on in here?
I do the announcement again? Okay, so we're live. This is the Stevie Weeby Show. I'm with my main man, Eric Griffin. And this is a call out to all interns out there who want to be his assistant, okay? And what are the job obligations? What are some of the duties you're looking for? Is what Eric's looking for.
I need my toenails picked up.
No. Be real.
I don't know. I don't know yet.
Filming.
We'll figure it out.
Editing. Picking up coffee. Okay.
Oh, wow, is that what?
Tell
us some one of your duties.
Vlogs, or if you can edit. All
she's
right.
She's like, I don't pick up coffee, Steve.
Eric needs an assistant. Okay.
Would you? Oh.
Eric.
She would pick
up coffee.
Don't
take
for you.
Mine. That's mine. Don't take my assistant.
Oh, let me.
No. You don't take mine.
Should
my
we
assistant.
Battle
no,
it out?
No,
maybe?
No. Please don't.
Let's
please
do one on one Call
no.
of Duty, and whoever wins
no,
gets Chelsea.
No. So Eric's looking for a different intern, not mine. Okay. So DM him on Instagram.
We're gonna have a talk.
How many viewers do you have on there? What are they saying?
It says 13 right now.
But what are they saying?
They're saying.
What area do they have to be? You have to be in the Santa Clarita.
Well, that's true.
You have to be in
unless
the
you don't mind
Clarita
driving
area.
She doesn't mind driving.
Okay.
She doesn't mind driving.
You have to be in the Santa Clarita area.
I can't wait for that conversation. Hey, Steve.
So Eric's looking for an intern.
He's going to be like this. You know I love you, Steve.
Okay, what are they saying? Read some of the comments.
It's not personal at all.
Read some of the comments.
It's just nothing. It says, yo, what up, Eric and Stevie? You know, everybody's like, everybody loves you. They're like, hi, Stevie. So, you know, that's all it is.
No, but about the assistant position.
No one's saying anything
okay,
yet.
Okay, okay.
They'll look at the a rerun.
Where can they catch you perform next? Do you have a couple shows coming up that they
can plug? You can go to ericgriffin.com, my terrible website, and I still
ericgriffin.com. You got merch
Chelsea
yet, dude?
And I are going to talk about like what we're going to do to like improve everything. Oh, ooh, you don't know we already had a meeting. Oh my god.
So do you got
we had a meeting in between when you were farting. Her and I were like, we just had a quick brief. And we have something to tell you.
Do you have any merch that you want to plug
get fired
on
right
the podcast?
On cam.
Do you have any merch or any like?
No,
t-shirt?
No merch. I still have my same crazy merch. I got to get some new merch. Too.
All
that's
right,
the thing
so.
I'm looking at. Chelsea and I were discussing my merch, and it was just like, oh my god, you didn't. Steve wasn't here for that.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in to another episode
Stevie Weeby
of the Stevie Weeby Show. We made at least 45 minutes, right? Almost 50 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, subscribe today. I can't emphasize that enough. It helps with the
subscribe.
YouTube algorithms, all that. Subscribe. Don't just watch my stuff. Subscribe, okay? Hey, I love you, man.
Yeah.
I want to meet your kid. When can I meet your kid?
Whenever. You still don't have a car, which is crazy. Be busy paying her too much money. You get a car and you can like, oh, you have a car now? Wait a minute. You have a car?
Well, you know what? It's
you have
it's
a car.
One and done. Later.
You have a car. We have to part two this.
Hi there, my name's Andy.
And my name's Anna.
And we are two of the four hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish. We present every week the most amazing, wonderful, insane, hilarious, bizarre facts you've ever heard.
Facts like, did you know America has a national grocery bag packing competition?
Did you know, Anna, the company Volkswagen sells more sausages than it does cars?
Yes, we've got those two facts and about a billion more in our podcast archives for you to listen to. We chat about them, we laugh about them, we make the occasional terrible pun.
It's great fun. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish. Why don't you listen now?